We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Lawrence the Lighthouse. If you enjoy the episode, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
Who wants a story?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the podcast for tamer car rides, relaxing bedtimes, or for when you just need a break with a fun story. I'm your host, Angie. Today, we're going to hear a story about a lighthouse named Lawrence. Lawrence lives next to the ocean. He sits on his perch and shines his light to guide the boat safely into the bay. The only problem is, Lawrence is afraid of the ocean. I wonder what sorts of silly shenanigans this lighthouse will get himself into. Let's begin our story now. Lawrence the Lighthouse. The bay is a hustling, bustling place with lots of movers and shakers. There are ferry boats, tugboats, giant ships, and tiny sailboats. Everyone loves to have fun in the water. Everyone but Lawrence the Lighthouse, that is.
Ugh, no thank you.
One morning, a lobster boat trolls up to Lawrence and asks, "Why don't you come out and play, Lawrence? The water is fine." But Lawrence retorts,
"Don't be ridiculous. My job is to stay put on the land and shine my guiding light for the boats. Besides, the ocean is not safe for a lighthouse like me."
"Aw, come on, Lawrence. There's nothing to worry about."
"Oh, yeah? What about sharks?"
"Ah, nah. Those overgrown guppies won't hurt ya."
"Well, what about super storms or giant waves?"
"Gee, I just follow the nautical safety protocol and ride it out."
"Not me. I will not budge. I will never go into the water."
"Suit yourself, Lawrence, but you're missing out on all the fun."
The lobster boat trolls away from the lighthouse to go play with its friends in the bay. That night, everyone gathered around the bay to celebrate with fireworks. Lawrence shied away from the crowd and hid his bright light.
Kaboom!
The blast startled Lawrence. The ground shook below him and
whoop! Whoa! Whoa!
Lawrence slipped and fell into the ocean. The lighthouse bobbed up and down in the water. A group of seals surrounded Lawrence and tossed him up and down, back and forth.
"Hee hee, hee hee. Stop that at once!"
Lawrence blinked his bright light and honked his horn at the seals, hoping they would leave him alone. The seals suddenly grew quiet and quickly swam away.
"That'll teach you!"
But Lawrence soon realized why the seals had skedaddled.
At that very moment, a shark was swimming his way. Lawrence tried to paddle away, but it was no use. The shark grew closer and closer, then popped its head out of the water with a friendly smile and said,
"Were those pesky seals bothering you? I know a quiet place we can go to get away from the riffraff."
The friendly shark led Lawrence to a tiny island away from the noise where they could watch the stars in peace and quiet. But all of a sudden, a dark cloud appeared, and they were soon in the middle of a super storm. Thunder boomed and lightning cracked, and rain began to pour.
"Swim away, Lawrence!"
The ocean swelled, and a mega wave lifted Lawrence up into the air. Then the wave spoke in a booming voice.
"I've never seen a fish like you before. Are you lost?"
"I'm not a fish," snapped Lawrence. "I'm a lighthouse. Leave me alone."
"Don't be afraid. I can help you."
The wave gathered Lawrence up into its crest. Then the shark.
Oh, whoop.
And then the seals. Lawrence and the bewildered sea creatures all tumbled around inside the curl of the wave. With great speed, the colossal wave rolled into the hustling, bustling bay. All of the boats gathered to see what the commotion was all about. Everyone was shocked to see Lawrence and his new friend surfing on a giant wave.
"Yahoo! This is fun!"
The wave gently lifted Lawrence the lighthouse up from the water and placed him back home on his lookout perch.
"Come back for a visit anytime."
The next morning, the sun rose over the bay. The lobster boat trolled its way up to Lawrence the lighthouse and asked,
"Are you coming out today, Lawrence?"
"I sure am. There's no place more exciting than the ocean." Just then, the big friendly wave rolled up.
"Hi!"
and gave Lawrence a ride so he could play with his friends in the hustling, bustling bay. If you thought that Lawrence the Lighthouse was an extraordinary tale, you may also enjoy reading an extraordinary book. Ordinary books are for reading and looking at pictures, but this is no ordinary book. This is an extraordinary book, available for Kindle and for paperback at storyspectacular.com/books.
Cool!
And speaking of extraordinary things, Tildy is back to tell us 3 extraordinary fun facts. Tildy is a tortoise. She's one of the oldest living creatures on the planet. Tildy has traveled all around the world and has seen many, many things. She's joining us here today to share some fun facts. Isn't that right, Tildy?
That is correct, Angie. I've been all around and seen just about everything there is to see. Today I have 3 fun facts about lighthouses. Fact 1. Lighthouses are kind of like giant signs for ships. They signal with bright lights and loud horns to help guide boats along the coast at night or during foggy weather.
Gosh, lighthouses sure sound important.
Fact 2. Lighthouses have been around a long, long time. The Lighthouse of Alexandria was the first known lighthouse. It was one of the 7 wonders of the ancient world.
Wow, that means lighthouses have been around longer than you, Tildy.
Why, Angie, I'm only 200 years old, not 2,000. Fact 3. People who operate lighthouses are called keepers. Before electricity, the keepers used to live in the lighthouses and burn wood or coal to keep the lamps aglow.
Golly, it sounds like lighthouse keepers have really late bedtimes.
They do indeed, Angie. If I ever become the first turtle lighthouse keeper, I'll be sure to come back and let you know.
Sounds good to me, Tildy. Come back again soon to share more fun facts with us.
Goodbye, young ones.
We had an enlightening show today. We heard about Lawrence the Lighthouse, who overcame his fear of the ocean. We also checked in with Tildy the Tortoise, who brought us some fun facts about lighthouses. I think lighthouses are just brilliant.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to purchase original children's books, go to storyspectacular.com. Did you enjoy today's episode? Don't forget to subscribe to Story Spectacular on iTunes. This helps our podcast climb the charts so that others can discover spectacular stories too. Thanks for listening.
Come back soon.